Beginning to do anything, when we stand, when we sit, when we lay down, when we sit to eat, when to sit to learn, when to sit down to listen to the music, or to pray, whatever, whenever. Remember, we need to sit down or we need to stand straight. Right? What that mean? That means our spinal cord had to be perpendicular to the ground, right? It's naturally. So in that case, it will help our balance, our body, right? Our body is balanced itself. When it's balanced, it can be relaxed. If it's not balanced, it will create a stretch for one side and the other side too. One side be compressed, the other side be pulled back. So both sides be straight, and it will be out of balance. Especially when we nourish our body, if we are unbalanced, we sit not straight, that means we continue to feed to support for the unbalance. That is the law, right? But if we correct our posture first, become balanced, right? Become relaxed, so the more we bring it in, the more we nourish it. That means, okay, we nourish and we support for the balance, for the relaxation, for the freshness, for the goodness. And then also, again, I remind about the nature of the sound wave. When we listen to the sound, any sound, remember, breathing out, let the body, the muscle, the blood vessel, and the nerve relax, so the body be relaxed, the mind be calm and relaxed. And remember, we're talking about the immigration station at our mouth. So when we nourish, when we bring it in, doesn't matter good or bad, we need to let it know. That means the immigration know. If they not recognize that the good or bad, they cannot know how to solve the problem. Right? If it's good, they saw it, they use it by the good way. If it's bad, they know how to treat it so it not harm the body or the internal. That's why we need to be fully attention when we take the food, when we bring it to our mouth. We have to be present 100%, look at the color, look at the food, and smell the smell. Again, we leave it in our mouth, just leave it there for a few seconds at least, so it can taste it wholly, freshly, originally. And then slowly, slowly we chew. The longer, the slower, the better, because it will have more time to grow the food, become smaller, it have more time to receive information, so it will satisfy more. It will have more time to confirm the status of the food, interact with the digestive enzyme, for example, in the mouth. Because the nutrition is be stored inside every single cellular cell. And when we crush it, when we chew that, when we crush it, we break it, and we release it. And when we release it, the nutrition inside will interact with the digestive enzyme, and the receptor will receive it and report that to the headquarter. The headquarter will send out a signal down the line in the throat, in the stomach, in the gallbladder, in the liver, to get ready to receive the gas coming out there. You know, you need to treat the gas well, depend on what the type, what category it recognized up here, right? So the more we prepare up here, the more good reception and the treatment down here, right? Along the digestive system, and it pass through the circulation system, pass through the muscle system, etc. Right? But here is the headquarter. The more time it has, the more information it gets, right? And the more order it receives from the headquarter to get ready to receive and to treat all the food we bring it in. So that's why we need to have time for that, and we need to be fully attention, fully be there, so it can get all that one. So also remember, we cannot survive without the basic food or drink. So this is the friend or the one to support us. So we have to have the appreciation, the gratitude for that, right? So, and then also we know that this food comes from many, many different directions, many different resources, from the farmer to the doctor to the engineer, even though from the lawyer, from the teacher, because of all that help to bring, to create the food. From the environment, the sun, the cloud, the water, the soil, all that help to create the food for us. So that's why during the time we eat, we need to contemplate that, to appreciate that, and know that, okay, we are a part of that food, and that food will be the part of our body and mind. And we are the part of the family, of the society, and the society and the environment will be a part of us too. So if we want to be healthy, we need to respect and need to know how to use the food correctly, right? If we want to be healthy and happy, we need to know how to protect the environment. That's why I'm not recommend to you the disposable, the plastic, the foam too much, or even though the paper or the water too much. That is the way we respect our body, because we live in this environment, and the environment is the one to support, to protect us. The environment protects us, so we have to protect the environment. The food nourishes us, so we need to nourish the food or the soil or the ground, the environment. Yeah. So we cannot separate that. That is how we contemplate during the time we eat. And also, we want to be alive, to do something good, so to live a meaningful life. That's why we eat. If we eat, if we survive and we don't do anything good for ourselves, don't do anything good for the society or the environment, okay, that is not worth it for eating, right? So we should know that, and we should appreciate our life. We should appreciate the life of the food, the life of the environment, in the interconnected. Hopefully we can practice by eating in mindfulness, fully be present for every single bite, every single movement, every single action, and any thoughts arise. We should bring it back so we can see the color, see the texture, smell the smell of the food, and then we put in our mouth, we can taste it, okay, fully, 100%. When we chew it, we can feel it, right? Okay, and enjoy your lunch in mindfulness. Thank you.